families. It's very difficult to be fair on Ethiopian women. There is one thing about Ethiopian women, you know. They do have, they always had property rights. And their share of property is equal to that of men, equal to their brothers and whatnot. How they used it, how they use this, because they can get married, and then it's more or less the husband who run the property for them and whatnot. Even some of them, few of them, he sells it, and this type of things does occur, did occur.
From when I was little until I grew up, I was so that I'm going to be educated. Educated for what? I don't know. But that, do you call that freedom? For what? They by going to school and being educated, they didn't achieve this feeling that they have this freedom, they have to use it, they can do anything with their own life. I don't think they, even if they go to school and feel that bit of freedom, it would lead them to recognizing their oppression.
Somewhere during your transatlantic journey, caught between colonial indignation and romantic rhythm, a story was read to you, back and forth, back and forth.
My hair is gray but not with years, and grew it white in a single night as men have grown from sudden fears.
The poem, it's like the Lord's Prayer, despite yourself. When your palms are sweaty, you chant the same few lines. You can recall.
My limbs are bowed, but not with toil, but rusted with the vile repose.
You never remember the whole poem, the whole story. I grew up in a philosophical home. No matter what time of year it was, my mother sang to me the same song.
Shall all acquaintance be forgot?
The poem, you never remember anything past verse 3. Even though you were forced to read the whole thing over and over again. As a child, I would stop my mother at verse 5. From the top, I would say,
da 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 da. We were seven who now are one, six in youth and one in age.
My mother read these poems to me, sometimes in Toronto, sometimes in Guyana, sometimes in Barbados. We are from Ethiopia. There are seven sisters in my mother's family. In these foreign places, she is now one. Traveling on the SkyTrain from East Vancouver to downtown, this is when I find my palms sweating. I start to chant. I never remember the whole poem. I never get the whole story. But this is certainly part of it.
Well, if you say, if you take my sisters, I'm the fourth, I think. So there are three before me. My eldest sister, you know, she was married. I can't remember very much from her first marriage, because I was too young, and then he died. And then later on, so she was really more or less, she did take care of us. My mother, we became refugees, we went to Jerusalem during the Italian War, Ethio-Italian War, and I remember her taking care of us, I mean, us buying our clothes, sending us to school. Both of them, both of my eldest sister, Martha, and my eldest. So that's how I see them. We took charge of the houses whenever we were boarder anyway, in school, whenever we came home. There they were, I remember, buying clothes for us and whatnot, asking us to do certain things, teaching us doing, you know, the things, household things, things like that. I don't know how much influence that had in me, because I was never... I never become up to a household, you know, taking care of the house and things like that.
My elder sister, I think she must have had quite a lot of influence on, because I lived not a long time with her. She looked after father and mother. And all the grandchildren and children, sisters, as well. She managed the house. I don't know. I don't say I felt very motherly to, you know, like a mother to me, because my mother was a sister also. But as a sister, she was so semi-motherly thing to everybody else. Because mother had her own praying to do and cooking to do. Now Martha, she was with her husband. We went to visit her. She was also acting as a sort of family person. Now, for instance, neither of the two, like for instance, T.J. Manigrain, has influenced me to be something like that, or Martha's life to get married and have children. Mm-hmm. I used to admire Ruth very much because she was so selfless. She did exactly what she wanted, you know. She used to teach at the university, and then she said to go and work in. It's better to go and work in the provinces than work here. I have a feeling that maybe I've grown up to be like that, similar to her. You know, we won't accept anything till we really go through it in our heads. And not to question my sister, but the way they that's biased, maybe biased about my own sister, but I, all of them, you know, if they, what I call strength, is that if we believed in something, we continued with that. That runs in everybody, stronger in some than others. But maybe if we had gotten married and had some other life or seen some other things, we may have changed a bit. But since we continue all of us here, the four of us, we just Judas and Ruth are very different from us and Tia. We the younger ones were more beneficial of this type of family because we had different the way Tia thought, the way Martha thought. We got things a bit of all of them, I think.
Of course, as I already hinted, the social group in which I grew up and developed wanted us even to be married and get settled. But I remained single and working. This is very unusual. However, it was a kind of a either or, you understand? I think circumstances might have favored my remaining single. I always wanted to be independent, and which means really not depending on others for livelihood. I wanted to get education, work, and also support myself. And whenever I am able to do it, it's help others. So this is the picture of myself, not very complicated. But it is, you know, I don't know. The war, the Italo-Ethiopian war, probably has to do something with it, because during that war, we seized children, us children, we seized to be acting like girls in an Ethiopian society. For example, there was mother with seven of us. Yet my eldest was not there. With seven of us children who migrated, who became refugees, 6 months in Aden, 6 months in Djibouti. Then we were left alone with mother. But whatever activity there was in the house, we were there to help. For example, Mamie was only 6 months old. And I remember looking after her. We lived with other families, with other Ethiopian families in the same house. So you see that there is a kind of an abrupt separation from the old way of living in Ethiopia and a new way starting. There's quite a difference between the two. After 6 months here and there, after a year, we heard that father was imprisoned and we migrated to Jerusalem. And there we were put immediately to schools, to a convent. And there we started a new life. So, and it was this. For example, this was before the Italian War. My aunt's father's sister got married. Must have been quite small there. And we children were to surround her. But this is an affair, a whole month's affair. And she was the bride. But we were also a kind of a semi-bride, you know, surrounding her, singing with her, playing with her. So this way of life has really changed when we went to Jerusalem. And if we had stayed in Ethiopia, Martha would have married next, you know, she wasn't married. And probably I would have followed the steps. I don't know.
Work ለመፈለግ የፈለገ ለመስል ሳምድን
እኛ እኮ ትርፍነና
አለች
ማለት
ነው።
እኛ ብናደርግ ቢሆን ቆፋል ማለት ጭልን እናገባ።
ያ በራሳችን ጊዜ ያገባል። እንኳን አንቺ እንዴት ሰው ማታሳፍሪው?
እሺ
ከሰው ፊት ስትቀርቢ
በጣም
እንደማሪ እስኪ ሰውዬውሽ ልሰደት ነው በጣም ደስ ነው የሚለኝ
አለ።
ከክሌ ላይ ይጠርሱ አደራ ብናት ሲያገር አስጎብኛት
አለ።
ቀይሎቹ ሰክክተ አንቺ ብስ አንድ ሰው የደወለልሽልም አለማየሁም
የለም
ከይለት ነው ወደውልላ። እኔ ደግሞ ደብራን ስነድ ተቃበጣ ነው ስነድ በክሌ የሚያምልግ አጠራቅመን
ይሄ በመኪና ልንቀሳቀስ
Women in general, speaking of women, they seem always to get what they want. The methods that they use, they get what they want by submission, by pretension, by trying to pretend that they are weak. Depending on the society ask them to do something, but they always get what they want, either or by forceful, by revolt or things like that. So, I don't think I'm any different than any of the other, than any of the other women. It's just the method that one uses. I remember once they were telling me that they had contact with the guerrilla fighters, and evidently they told them that they don't have any more ammunition. So the women collected boats or collected, I don't know, somewhere, ammunition, and they didn't know how to take care of it, you see, because there were all sorts of infection, suspicion, the Italians wanted to, you know. So they put it in a barrier box, the ammunition, and they started crying, and they were taking this, the barrier things, to the burial places in order to bury. And it was one way of passing the ammunition to the other side, this type of thing.
There's a girl. As a fellow, this girl, she was forced into marriage with a very elderly person during the Italian War, I think. She's not very old, and I think he forced her to do something sexual. And it was an arranged marriage, but she refused. But the husband, he was a sort of warrior, a shifter, what they call shifter. And he snatches her, takes them, and I think she takes them, and I think she has a bad experience. Somehow she gets away from him, and maybe during this change, the Italian war. And she gets educated, and she joins the commercial school. She's one of the very, very first students at the commercial school, and she becomes a very good typist, a really good typist. And I think she was the very first woman who owned a car at Torino, was driving around in town. The fact that she ran away and it made her more independent.
You know, in Ethiopia, when they go to war, the women go with them. But, of course, there are those who are recognized, like Taiku, who were recognized as a figure, Ethiopian figure, like Yodit. Yodit is not popular. You know that she's not popular. Well, she ruled for 4 years. She destroyed, she was Jewish, she destroyed churches and like that. And she was rather assertive, I think, from what I hear, from what I learn. But my name, Yodit, does not come from her. I asked my father once, I told him, why did you call me, why did you give me that name? And he said that I chose that name. Someone said, I don't know, someone when I was playing said, oh, this girl should be named Yodi. But the day of my birth and the name Yodi didn't correspond. So father was telling me, he said, you know, which name would you like to have, this or that? Mm. So I asked him, what did Yodi do? And he told me. And the other one, the day I was born, this was a woman who was sacrificed, who was crucified for her faith. So I said, Father, I'd rather be Yodit. He said, that's how I got the name. My namesake, Yodit. She killed. She was beautiful. And then the other tribe, I can't remember now, the other tribe got hold, and she was sort of a prisoner. She was leading the Jews. And since she was beautiful, he was flirting with her, and then he wanted to have an affair with her. She made him drunk, she cut his head, and then the next day she presented the heads to her tribe. That's what I understood of her deeds.
Some other companionship. So my every life, it's hard. Companionship.
I keep on going back there, but I never stay. I say to my mother's sisters, I want to live with women. Someone said, listen to them. They are 4 women, living together, raising 2 children.
Probably I would have sought some other companionship if they were not, my sisters were not there. But my sisters being close to me, and I'm sure I didn't need any other companion. I never thought of adopting children. I couldn't bear the responsibility. It was the decision of Judith to adopt. Because it does make a difference, you know, to have a child in the house, to have a child growing up in the house, which is good.
If I look back at it, I think it was a beautiful association that we really have. And we enjoy each other's company, we work, we have our independent work that we do, and then we cooperate and we live together comfortably and happily. I think it's very good. I like it. And
No, it was fun.
So my early life was really surrounded by women. And now, if we take it in stages, and now I think I occasionally relate to very highly spirited women and intelligent women who are housewife. Mm-hmm. But I find that they're very bright, intelligent, and highly spirited. Of course, on and off you find comments which says, why are you not married?